bathroom in a seemingly drugged stupor, and her infant daughter, less than 2 months old, drowned in the bathtub. Roe was subsequently charged with first-degree murder in the drowning death of her child. Marshall walked slowly to his car, got behind the wheel, and then just sat there, reading. It was fascinating stuff, but also very tragic. Sally Roe was soaking wet when she was found on the floor in the bathroom. The tub was overflowing. The child was in the tub, dead. She'd told the police at the time that she'd killed her baby, but when questioned later, claimed she had no recollection of what happened. During the trial, and Marshall found this interesting, Sally seemed detached and unremorseful. It was meant to be, she said. Rachel's higher self wished to die at this time, and Jonas was there to carry it out. There is no death. There is only change. Jonas, a spirit guide, according to Sally. She admitted drowning the child at first, but later seemed to change her testimony, blaming her spirit guide. He took control, she said, and he did the drowning. The jury didn't buy it. They found her guilty, and Sally was later sentenced to 30 years in prison. As for the father of the child, he never came forward and was never found. Sally never identified him. It all happened 10 years ago. The faucet seemed to mark off segments of time like a clock, never stopping, never slowing, steady dripping, moments passing. Sally sat there, staring vacantly at that tub, listening to the faucet drip, watching every drop build on the tip of the spout, and then, stretching with weight, break free and disappear. Drip, drip, drip. Miss Roe, did you think there was no law higher than yourself? There is no higher reality, sir, than what I myself have created. You honestly don't recall picking up your child, holding her under the water, and drowning her? I told you before, I wasn't there. It was Jonas. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you have heard an account of the unthinkable. This vile creature, void of conscience, without remorse. Sally shifted just a little. The hard linoleum floor reminded her of where she was. A small, cold...